Oh.
Get ready, people. I'm gonna go. Today on ADHD Duelist, we got one hell of a time for you. Coming up soon, there is one thing you can always remember. You are the master of your own universe. You are the master of your own mind. So come, let us rise together to become the great ultra community of ADHD Duelist.
Hello everyone, welcome back to ADHD Explorers. It's your girl Addy.
Benno here as well, welcome.
And yeah, we got Benno here. So today, while it's still January, we wanted to talk to you about setting goals. So how do you set goals? Are they even useful for ADHDers? What is a goal? We're not talking about soccer. So
like, I think the hardest thing is remembering what goals we have, and then like, how do we find what goals are most important to us? Because the difference with ADHD is that we have all this knowledge and intentions, but we can't put it into action. So it's like, how do we? I did a time management course with Ari, which we sell on ADHDers.com. I'm just doing it because I'm rubbish at time management. And and he said, how do you remind yourself of your North Star? And it made me think, like, oh, I don't at all. And no wonder, I don't know what I'm doing every single day. But I know that we're such visual creatures. My main idea is, like, just put it huge on the wall, just enormous, really colorfully, and make it constantly changing so it doesn't fit into the background. I don't know. How are you with goal setting? You said you set goals, so please teach me how to do it.
Yeah, so we talked about it before. I use the bullet journal system, and I have like my yearly spread where I have like a couple of things that I want to achieve in that year. And then each month I have kind of like goals slash tasks, like things I either need to or want to get done that month. And so sometimes those are like smaller parts of one of the bigger goals that I want to achieve. So like, for example, I want to build a bike this year. I'm a cyclist and I want to like build my own bike. And so for January, my, I guess, smaller goal of that big goal was start building my bike. So I like broke it down into like, okay, what is part of this like big thing over here? Well, ultimately, what I want to do is go tour Europe around with my bike because I just love the sound of doing that. And so to do that, part of that is I want to do it on my own bike. And so I have this like vision that's very motivating because I can picture myself in it. I love the feeling of it. Like thinking about it. It's like, I guess something that excites my dopamine. Like I love travel and I love going around places, and so I'm like, oh, if I can do that on my bike, it would be so fun.
Yeah.
And so like I have this big picture of something that I want. Yeah. And then to be able to get that, it's like, okay, well, if I want to do it on my own bike, I have to build a bike, and if I want to build a bike, I have to start building a bike. And yeah, so it's like kind of pulling it back, I suppose.
I think that's really interesting and quite insightful, because I think as ADHDers, or definitely like the autistic side of ADHD, like loves having that like full picture view. Cause I think like the little tiny details for some reason don't work for me, but this like big picture thinking where I'm like, okay, what's the overall goal? And then like working out the steps along that are so much easier once you have that. And I also love that not only do you have that goal, but it's kind of something that you're innately motivated to do. And I know we have trouble with doing like things that are hard, you know, but I think that reminding yourself often of this like really juicy thing that's like at the forefront, I think that's a really good way to like remind yourself how to do it, like what you're doing it for. You know, you have that feeling of that wind running through your hair in the Alps or something. You know, that's such a tangible visual image that like now I'm thinking, well, how do I do this? So you said that you use the bullet journal system. That's made by, I think his name's Ryan Carroll, isn't it? And he's an ADHD.
Ryder Carroll, yeah.
Ryder Carroll.
Yeah.
And he made that system to just optimize his ADHD brain and like kind of get organized. And I love what he did. I bought his book, never read it. So what do you do at the beginning of the year? Like, do you just write down all of the goals you have, or what's the system there?
Yeah. So I just write down, I used to be really like, I guess it's typical ADHD that I used to have really big goals that were like lofty and potentially unachievable, like dreamy goals, I suppose. And like, I've gotten better a bit at like setting goals that are achievable. So like one of my goals last year or 2022, one of my goals last year was like to go to the World Championships for my sport. And like, obviously I'd already made the teams. Like, that was an achievable goal, but for the year before, for 2022, when we had selections, it was like make the national team. And some of that's out of my control. Like, I don't know what the coach and the selectors want, but what's within my control is how hard I train and how much I put into it. And having that like focus for me was just like so helpful in, because it made me like want to go to the gym, because I was like, if I go to the gym and do these workouts, I'm going to be a better player. If I go and practice my skills at the pool, like, no one wants to really just like go to the pool and shoot the puck around for like half an hour. Like, it's not that's not the sport itself, but it helps me play my sport better. Right. And so having this, the North Star of like playing on the national team then made it easier for me to do these like things that led up to that, I suppose.
You bring up an interesting point about achievability. Like Ari, who is the guy that teaching the time management course, he said, when you set goals, you can say to yourself, would you bet yourself $1,000 that you'll do it? $1,000 is a good amount of money. And if you would bet yourself $1,000 that you'll do it, then you'll probably do it. But if it has like any resistance in, we will avoid that thing like crazy. So I think that's a good level of kind of like the achievability, like when you're writing down a task, because I know I love writing down huge goals that I'll never achieve, because I get so dopamine high on them. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be worldwide superstar, play Glastonbury in 1 year. And it's totally like, I don't know, like sometimes you just have to work on your like mental health, for example, instead. So it's a new year. You've written down. I feel like there's something to be said about your values in life and what you want to get out of life, and kind of like having a kind of period of introspection to kind of work out like what's innately motivating in me. Like, do I want to help people? What's like a core value that I want to help other people? Do I just want to feel good? Do I want to have the freedom that I feel like I've never had? You know, like all of these things can be like kind of core values that will automatically motivate you. Like, and I think, for example, I was trying to come up with my North Star, and I was like, well, I know how much of a struggle ADHD life was for me and being undiagnosed. And so like wanting to help ADHDers and neurodiverse people, autistic spectrum, with like relationships and stuff is something I find innately motivating. And I don't feel like I'll ever need to like gather enthusiasm or motivation to do that, because I genuinely want everyone to feel like they're in control of their minds and that they can make an intentional life, whatever their brain type. And so that's one goal I want to do this year. Well, like, that's at least my North Star, right? And I feel like once you have your North Star, everything makes sense. And I'm never going to stop saying it. So Ari kept asking this time management wizard. He was like, how do you remind yourself of your North Star? So how do you do it?
Well, I think accountability is a good one. So tell people that I've told like my cycling friends and other people in my life, like, this is what I want to do this year. And then people like kind of keep you on track. They might not be like actively checking in on you, but I think that feeling of not wanting to let people down is also a little bit of a motivator. Do you know what I mean? Be like, I can't say that I wanted to do this thing and then not do it.
Yeah. the accountability. Like, it's accountability buddies are like the secret of life, I swear. Mm-hmm. I feel like making it really big and colorful is something to be said about it. Like, I would love, like, my morning goal to be like, wake up and dance, reflecting on how much I want to help people, or like something ridiculous to just get it in my skull to keep it there. Because I feel like we have a small whiteboard of a brain, like, for short-term memory, it feels like, and we're always wiping it. And I feel like sometimes my mind does this thing I call a mind refresh. It, when it's overwhelmed, it wipes everything
just, like,
from inside.
Wipe everything, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? Where am I? What's my name? Sometimes. But just to have a visual reminder of, like, what my North Star is, I think would be really cool.
Like, yeah, I think, like, some people do that as well. Like, especially if they're doing, they have goals to, like, I don't know, travel or go places or do things that cost money, right? And then if that is your goal, then and it relates to, I guess, what we talked about with the ADHD accountant, and then you can have, like, a savings account that has that name on it, or like a piggy bank that has the name and the pictures of the thing on it. Or like, I don't do it so much anymore, but I used to do, like, vision boards, you know?
That's a good
and
idea.
I had literally, like, 2018 or 2019, whatever it was, it was like, my vision board had, like, oh no, it was like for the next 5 years, whatever it was. It had, like, mountains and lakes on it, like BC. It had, like, some kind of acting stuff on it, and it had it had dogs on it. And I was like, I got a puppy. I moved to Canada. I, like, put these things. I don't know if I'm so much about, like, the woo-woo side of it. That's like the secret. If you put it out to the universe, then it will come to you. Like, sure, if you want to believe that. You can.
You could call
if
that
it works
intentional
to you.
Reflection too, which to be honest, writes it to the subconscious, I believe.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there is an element of where if you're putting that imagery into your brain, and then you are looking for opportunities for that to come into play more, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
like if you say popcorn 100 times, you'll see it come up over the next 24 hours. You ever, or like if you think
for
about red cars, like really
yeah, then you
hard.
Only see red cars.
Yeah, so I feel like when we like visualize our goals and like set that to our brain, you know, our brain is so visual that it sticks stronger, especially if it's combined with an emotion, like an emotional, like you were feeling that intense joy of maybe swinging down a mountain on your bike. It's such a visual, compelling image. And I think Derren Brown is like a mind master. He's actually like a kind of magician, but he has some really interesting tips that have really helped for like for me for goal setting. He's like, imagine you're already there in your end goal of your goal, and you're there and everyone's celebrating, and you're like smelling the barbecue food after you've achieved this big goal. And he says the more tangible you can make that, the more your brain will look for opportunities to like follow that through. And so
totally,
how do we do that? Like, let's say we've got our North Star. What is there about breaking it down, or like to make it, like, I think decisions slow us down, and like the more we can do to make it like a highway that we're not turning off and make those decisions all in advance, there's something to be said about how much easier that makes it, because there's no decision making. So do you break down your North Star every month, or like how do you work it out?
I kind of, yeah, I suppose like on a monthly basis, I put things that I want to achieve. So like, for example, when I was training for Worlds, it was like weekly gym 3 times, swim 2 times, hockey 2 times. And I put that down, and I put like a little spread of like, so I could check it off and put a check mark every time I did it.
Satisfying.
Each week within the like monthly goals, I suppose. And then like when we go to weekly, and I have my like weekly spread that I do, and I then have a space where I'm like to do this week basically. So it's not like things that have a specific time, like events or meetings or whatever. It's like to do sometime this week. And then usually I try and put something in there that is like related to those goals in some way. So like last week I put, I think on my to-do, like start looking into plans for Europe trains and or something like that, and like just like to get an idea of like planning that out.
So when you open up your bullet journal, I guess yearly is at the beginning, and you're reminded. You go past and you're like, oh, I see.
I mean, I usually have it bookmarked to my weekly page and I just have it sitting open at that. But like, right. If I want to open it to the front page, yeah, the front page is like my yearly. And I made it all pretty as well. Like my week to week, day to day, I don't do a lot because I think that's distracting. Some people, sure, whatever you want to do, you're pretty shit. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I find that that's just a form of procrastination in a way. It's like, I'm making my weekly spread pretty, but like, you're not actually using it.
I like how they say, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just make it simple.
Making it simple. Because I know that with ADHD, we struggle with being consistent with time management, with goal management, whatever. But I love this new perspective that I'm like learning at the moment, which is kind of just do what you can. And when you do use any kind of organizational thing, whether whatever works for you, whether that's paper, whether that's a Google Keep, an app, you know, whatever you use, it's better than not using it at all. Like if you use it just once a week, like that sounds great. Like once a week, you are kind of taking your long-term goals and you're breaking them down to what you can do this week, right? So do you like
things, it doesn't have to be like, I am thinking necessarily like, okay, every single step of like what it takes to build a bike, I can just put in that week, like go to the DIY bike shop, like as one of my things to do, right? And then at least I'm like taking some action towards the goal.
Because there's something to be said about asking yourself this question, what is the most practical thing I can do right now to move forward, to move the needle? And I love that question. It's from getting things done. And I imagine that if you have a long-term goal, like build a bike, and you're just wondering what to do, you can just like say, okay, what's the next practical physical thing I can do on this list to move forward with this task? And I love that you put it like that. Like, I think if I wrote work on bike, I would hate that.
You'd be like, what?
Because I don't know. I would have to break it down into more things. But by saying go to the shop, it's like such a, it's like sets the tone. It like has movement in it, and it's kind of like a fun thing too. Framing it emotionally strikes again. You know, there's something to be said about to-do lists are so like bleh to me, and I'm wondering how like maybe, but like
resistance.
But there's definitely like a scale of like how much confidence you have in your ability to do things. And I think that when you have had a low confidence level with like getting things done, I think it's great to like build that skill by having a done list rather than a to-do list, or like goals I've achieved list, or things I'm proud of list. Like even if that's like I had a shower today, to build that like, because I know that we have a huge emotional resistance, or a lot of us have a huge emotional resistance to any sort of planning or goals, and it's like a neurological craziness. I feel, you know, it's like it's like sometimes that part of our brain doesn't work. So there's something to be said about externalizing it on paper and helping that become like this intentional opportunity for reflection rather than this overwhelming thing. Like, it's almost like, what gift can I give my future self? You know, like maybe I can make, it's almost like rebranding planning as preparing in this like fun, beautiful way. That's one thing I'm trying to like rebrand in my head, because planning has always been such a negative thing. So to me, I like what your system is. You're saying once a year, or like, you know, every so often you plan your like year out, or like you just think, what goals, what like, would make me feel
what
alive
I would
this
like
year?
To do this. Yeah, totally. And that like relates to, I guess, what's her name? From How to ADHD also just did a goal setting video. And she talked about how it's important to set goals. It's not just like a thing, I guess, in the future, because that makes it so abstract. But yeah, like relate it to a feeling. Like you said, like how are you going to feel when you're doing that thing? And so like one of my goals this year is to like connect more with friends and community, because that makes me feel amazing. Like being connected to my community and my friends. And so like that's just a feeling I want to harbor more of. And I think that is also like perfectly reasonable goals to have, right? Like, I just want to feel more connected to my family and my community. And like,
you almost made me think, like, when we're looking for our North Star, which is what I'm looking for at the moment, like, I don't have my, like, I'm going to build a bike this year thing. but I love how you almost framed it like, what's the greatest gift I can give my future self?
And totally.
For you, that was connecting to your friends and family more. And so I love that question. Mm. Maybe if I'm seeking my long-term goals, I can ask myself that.
How do I want to feel at the end of the year? Like, how do I want to feel in however much time? Or like, when this thing happens, like, what is the state I would like to feel, I like suppose? And then you can think about what makes you feel like that and then try and do it.
Yeah. Like, if there was a me that, like, was going to give, if there was a future me that was going to, like, give me, like, something nice, what would I like them to do? And, like, what would be, I love that question, though. Like, I think that's really, like, self-love first. What would be the greatest gift to my future self? And I think that involves sometimes some things that are hard but worth it things. Mm. You know, the things that we have resistance to, but they would be so valuable for us. Like, maybe for me, it would be like, eat more vegetables, because I'm just freaking air frying like pork and noodles. It's like not nutritious.
But is it like, eat more vegetables probably doesn't sound appealing to you,
yeah,
right? So is it then not like, nourish my body with vegetables, or like, feel healthy and nourished from eating more vegetables, or really something like that? Do you know what I mean? Feel fresh and juicy.
Become very, just really, really enjoy chopping veg with my cutting board and my knife, and do that really mindfully, and just really enjoy that little clunk as the knife hits the chopping board. You know, like, I think there's something to be said about enjoying the journey of whatever your goal is, you know, like,
oh, totally.
And that makes whatever your goal is even like more enjoyable, because you're like really immersing yourself in it instead of like fighting it.
Like, it's important to have the thing that you're working towards, because it helps you to take the journey, I think, and to do those steps. It provides motivation, but it's so important to enjoy the journey on the way there, because the actual moment itself oftentimes is so short, and then it's over, and then you're like, I did the thing, like, I went to the world championships, and now it's done, and now I have a sense of ennui. Like, I don't,
dude, that's so true. The goals we set, and then when we achieve them, we get kind of sad, because we think they're like the whole everything, but all along, it was the journey.
Yeah, they say never meet your heroes, so I didn't meet my.
Dude, I really think it's cool. Okay, so I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna I'm gonna reflect on what I want to give my future self. I'm gonna write down everything that I could want to do this year. I'm gonna cut them down to like maybe the top three things, or the top one thing, to make it real narrow focus. Like, quit with the broad focus for a second. I'm gonna just have those goals. Do break them down like every month, every week, just reflecting on them, what you can do with them this week. That's giving me a good framework, ads.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
I think I'm gonna do that. Like, why the fuck not? I need it. We need it. So I think that says everything we need to say, my home dogs.
Pretty much. We asked the community for some responses. I may be okay at goal setting, but I am not good at time management, so I only sent out the Google form an hour before we started recording. So we only got a couple of responses, but I'll have a quick read through some of what the community members have said, specifically two of the community members. So we have two people responded, Kiana Anders and Giselle Mesa Hernandez. So thank you guys for responding. And then the first thing I asked was, do you find it helpful to set goals? And it was a 50-50 split. Like, one of them said yes, one of them said no, which I think was interesting, because then the later question of I accidentally activated my Google Home. And then one of the later questions was, did you set goals for 2024? And they both said yes. So
that's good.
We've said it's not useful, it doesn't work for me, but they still set goals for this year.
Dreams.
And then the actual replies. So I said, what tips do you have for setting effective goals? And I think it was Kiana replied, absolutely, pacing is key for sure. I've noticed that I tend to have eyes bigger than my stomach when it comes to goals. Mm-hmm. I pack them all in like it's going to going out of fashion. So to keep things manageable and ensure I'm not overwhelmed, I've adopted a new goal format inspired by the 12-week year by Brian P. Morin. It's all about breaking the year into 12-week cycles, which I guess is like around 3 months. Treating each quarter as a dedicated focus period.
Nice.
This strategy helps me with my urgency issue. If something isn't urgent, I tend to procrastinate. Now, by setting goals in shorter time frames, I create that necessary urgency. It's like taking baby steps, a safer bet for this work in progress.
I love that.
I like that. So it's similar to like how I then like break it down into a month and break it down into a year, except they then have like, okay, this quarter, this 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it creates that sense of like, oh, 12 weeks goes by faster than you think. And so then you, I guess. But whereas you're like, oh, by the end of the year, and then like that, like you said, we're so now and not now that some by the end of the year is just like not now.
I like that seasonal thing because there's external landmarks too, like Christmas and Thanksgiving or whatever your holidays are, you know, like they are so obvious when they're happening that you're like, okay, it's the turn of a new season. And to have 3 months is a good amount of time. Even those mini chunks, like sometimes, let's say I'm going on holiday in 2 weeks, that to have that 2 weeks, it's a really nice little setting to be like, okay, I've got this time. And it's funny how having a deadline like makes you more adrenalized.
Oh, for
something.
Sure.
Yeah, great.
And then
great
the other
ideas.
Person said, don't set goals, just do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like it can be, I guess, like, yeah, there's certain things where if you want to do it and you can, just do it now. But like other things require you to plan and like set a goal ahead to be able to just do it, if that makes sense.
You know what I can put in this is visual triggers are actually really damn helpful. Like, for example, you can put your bike on your wall in your bedroom and you will never forget your goal. And in the Japanese culture, they have these little statues called Daruma dolls. And they're little red blobs. Maybe you've seen them and they got like a mustache and like these big white eyes. And it's tradition that you put it on your shrine in your house in Japan. And when you set a goal, you color in one eye. And then you see it every day and you reflect on that goal. And then when you finished it, you color in the other eye. And then you've always got this reminder like, oh, I did this. But to have that like daily reminder of a goal, that's so visual, especially in this meaningful, almost ceremonial context, I think really, really helps. It's like in the Islamic world, the maker of ADH Doers, he said his father, when you pray five times a day in Islam, you share your wishes with God. And so you're always consciously reflecting on the things you want to do, the things you want to bring into your life. And I think this like intentional reflection, whether in a religious context or within you know, just a normal context, I think there's something to be said about like getting this to the forefront of your mind in whatever means necessary. So
yeah, and I think like what I said, you know, like the accountability, but just like talking about it with your friends or like people in your life, just being like, I want to do this year. I'm building a bike. I'm like going to Europe to ride around on my bike, and like saying it out loud and saying the things that you want, just like, again, just like helps put it there at the front of your brain so that you're like, hell, oh, this is the thing I want to do. Yeah. So I asked also, one of the last questions I asked was, if you set goals for 2024, feel free to share some examples. So these are just a couple of the things that the people have said. This year, I'm on a mission to elevate my life. I've set intentions to start content creation, actively manage procrastination tendencies, and better handle my ADHD symptoms through daily meditation, prioritizing organization and self-care, making time for reading, and building a business are also high on my list. As a mom, I aim to lead by example, encouraging my kids by actively pursuing my goals. It's a journey of self-love, self-encouragement, and manifesting dreams with a sense of urgency, acting now because tomorrow isn't promised. Even when fear arises, I'm committed to showing up, understanding that most times that's all I need to do and the rest will follow. Oh, yes, show up. It's so good.
Thank you for sharing that. So this episode will dedicate to you, your listener, and your goals for this year. Keep them at the forefront. Celebrate every step along the way. And if you need any help, ADHDoers.com has got amazing resources for ADHDers like us. Let's ADHD freaking do it. I love you so much.
And if you're not already, follow us on Instagram at ADHD Explorers, or one word, and then give us a rate, review, whatever, on whatever platform you are listening on. We appreciate it so much.
Well done.
We love
for
you.
Doing what you're
doing. Thank you.
Lots of love, guys. Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Why? Almost.